I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 19th. There are now 1,249 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 129 deaths, and 1,050 people have recovered. There are 18 active cases, and 52 cases have been referred for treatment. Health officials say the numbers in Quincy continue to trend in the right direction. Quincy police say they shut down a major marijuana distribution operation. 37-year-old Yao Quan Mai is charged with running that operation out of a house at 148 Oxen Bridge Road in the Norfolk Downs section of the city. After several months of investigation, officers arrested Mai last week and seized a total of 254 pounds of pot worth $1 million on the street. Police also confiscated $300,000 in cash. Mai faces drug trafficking charges. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey are asking the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to stop the construction of a natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. In a letter to that agency, the senators say that the project should be halted now that a federal appeals court has retracted the facility's air quality permit due to inadequate analysis at the state level. Enbridge Energy says they need the station to boost natural gas service, but opponents argue it will create dangerous air pollution in the densely populated Four River Basin. It is safe to swim in the water at all 13 Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach. Results of the first beach water tests of the season this week indicate very low levels of pollution in the water, just in time for the first heat wave of the season. The water is tested weekly through Labor Day. Red flags and signs will be posted warning people to stay out of the water if the tests show unsafe levels of pollution. There are two more online community meetings coming up to talk about issues of racial inequality and police reform in Quincy. City Councilors Nina Liang, Ann Mahoney, Brian Palmucci, and Brad Kroll organized the virtual meetings in response to the social unrest across the country. The sponsors say the meetings are designed to be a safe place for people to talk about their experiences in Quincy, for communities of color, and for the LGBTQ community. The meetings are being held via Zoom, and the next ones are scheduled for June 30th and July 8th. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 19th.